We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the final 22 teams have made their way down to Orlando, and they're ready to get back out on the court. While ending to this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. So to celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook's giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. That is a fantastic deal there, Dustin. And to take advantage of this offer, all you have to do is sign up and navigate to the promotions tab within the app. So that's download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code KSN when you sign up, and for a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost by betting $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN and boost your odds $20 to win $100 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, it is time to return to our roster review. We're going through the list in alphabetical order. We're up to the H's, and it's time to talk about Holmes and Holmes. We're going to start with Keziah first. Keziah Holmes, he is a freshman running back out of Florida. Came out at 5'11", 180. It's interesting. I've seen him listed at 200 on the current roster, 200 pounds. I saw him coming out of high school at listed at 180. I saw another place he's listed at 190. So he's anywhere from 180 to 200 pounds. Again, four-star running back out of Florida. And we've seen some success with these freshman running backs out of Florida, haven't we?
We have. I mean, with Noah Kane last year, you know, you saw a guy who was ready for you know, prime time as a true freshman, ready to play a role physically, just so strong Noah Kane was. You know, I think Keziah Holmes has a little bit of work to do there. You know, I think he came out, he was a little on the slender side, which is not uncommon at all for high school running backs. I think he came quite a long way between his junior season to his senior season and to now in that department. He also came quite a long way from my standpoint of, becoming a true running back as a senior, utilized in a way that you can see Penn State utilizing him. Where the year before, you know, sophomore, junior, they, you know, there was a lot of like wildcat direct snap type stuff where they're just trying to utilize his outstanding athleticism the best they could. He looked to me like a true blue running back coming out of Cocoa Beach, Florida. And I think he's an exciting player. You know, one of the things that he does very, very well is plant his foot on a cut and get up to full speed almost instantaneously. You know, I don't know that, you know, anybody on the current roster does quite what he does in that department, which makes him a really viable threat inside or outside. But to me, especially when he's got a little space to operate in, you match that vision with those quick feet, with his long, you know, straight line speed, he'll have kind of the same challenge that Journey Brown did as far as seeing the game and seeing things unfold and being patient and then making his move and playing on the field the same way that he can run off the field. You know, that's something that might take a year or two for him to fully unlock, which good for him is that he's got a year or two to understand and process the position more and get up to speed and be able to use that outstanding athleticism. His ceiling to me, Jim, is very, very high.
Last segment, you asked the question of how many freshmen might burned their red shirt this year, and we alluded to running back as a potential position. There are 2 4-star running backs that came in from Florida, Keziah Holmes and Kevon Lee. Of the two, who's more likely to burn their red shirt?
I would say Keziah Holmes is. You know, Kevon Lee, we'll have a chance to talk about him later in the segment. I think he's, you know, maybe the Noah Kane to Keziah Holmes is Devin Ford in this class. Both of those guys last year burnt their red shirt. Kevon Lee is a little bit more physically ready. He is a more of a north-south runner than Keziah Holmes is, and I think that might be appealing for Penn State. But for Keziah Holmes to be on campus early, I think his explosiveness, he's more likely to play on special teams if that's a factor in the discussion. But I would say Keziah Holmes for a number of reasons, but I think just his explosiveness, if Penn State's going to use anybody in small doses, he would be the guy.
That'll be interesting to see. All right, we go from Holmes to Holmes. This one, it's Dez Holmes. Dez is a redshirt junior. He's currently listed as a backup at the tackle position, but he has experience. It does seem like the coaching staff does trust him. He might be listed as what you might call the sixth man, first man off the bench among the offensive line group. What do you think of Dez Holmes?
He wasn't a really highly regarded guy going back a few years, a 3-star prospect that they really liked. And now, you know, he's 6'5", 322. He's listed as the top backup on the left side. Caden Wallace is listed as the top backup on the right side. If push comes to shove, if Will Fries, for example, goes down at right tackle, is Caden Wallace necessarily going to be the next man up there? Or is Dez Holmes a swing tackle who would get the first opportunity at either position? I tend to think that Dez Holmes is just a straight up reserve there at left tackle, but they do like him. They like the consistency. You know, as a redshirt junior, he's been around a while. I think they'll go out of their way to make sure that he gets more playing time this year. I don't know that the sixth man is his role no matter what, because I think Caden Wallace has some special qualities too, and might be able to get into that conversation also. It's interesting. I mean, they're in a good spot because they've got a young offensive tackle that they really, really love in Caden Wallace, and they've got an older guy who will be ready to kind of fill in a pinch. That could be the left side or the right side. Dez Holmes, is it fair to wonder, could he play out his career and be a top reserve without ever becoming a starter? You know, like if Rashid Walker as a redshirt sophomore this year comes back as a redshirt junior the next year, that left tackle spot is his. Caden Wallace, if he's as good as he seems to be advertised to be, he could be the guy who cycles right in beyond Will Fries at right tackle. And maybe Dez Holmes is right back to where he is now next year. It's not to say that that role doesn't have value, but could he just be a career reserve? I think it's possible.
And you know what? I'm okay with that. I think that there's quite a bit of value to that, especially at the offensive line. If you have a situation, you know, an injury, even a minor injury that might mean you're out for the rest of the game, or even missing one start, to know that you have a guy at a position that is as valuable as tackle, to have a guy with experience that you trust to be able to put out there. I think having a reserve tackle with experience ready to jump in and play, I think there's a lot of value to that. And, you know, I'm hopeful that, you know, he will stick around for another year, even if it is just in the backup position, because I just think that there is so much value to that. All right. Next up, real interesting player here, Dustin. And again, this goes back to your question about, you know, freshmen burning their red shirt. And Adisa Isaac, he's a true sophomore. And that is because he did burn his red shirt last year at the defensive end position. He was a 4-star recruit, top 100 player out of Brooklyn, New York. He came in and he impressed right away. this is a really good player, Dustin, right?
Really good player, really tremendous athlete, you know, and I think you knew that about him. The same way that you knew Jason Owe coming out of New Jersey in 2018 was a special athlete. You just weren't sure how that special athleticism was going to translate on the field, which kind of gave, I guess, you know, maybe some of the recruiting services pause to rank them super high. 24/7 Sports has been aggressive on this front. Like if you are a gifted athlete, they give you a lot of consideration, because I think statistically you can probably look back and see the number of times that these supposed raw athletes turned into really good players. And it seems to be a lot of the case. Adisa Isaac, definitely in that category. Last year, you know, burned his redshirt. He came in, you know, 6'5", 220 was his final listing as a high school player. He's listed now at 256 pounds. I think Penn State has him at 6'4", 256. So you can see, you know, 30 plus pounds were crucial for him. Even last year when he played, he was on the slender side, gave him a lot to grow into. And I think right now he's right about where you want him to be. You know, he's 6'4", 256. Jason Owe is 6'5", 257. So right, same neighborhood, same build. I don't think Adisa Isaac is quite on the same level as Jason Owe, because very, very few guys are. But he is a special player too, and somebody who, you know, the defensive end rotation really relies on him stepping into a key reserve role, playing a lot of snaps and being really productive. I think he's going to do that. I think he's got some upside. He's got the kind of upside and athleticism that makes you believe that sticking around for his true senior season is no given.
I agree with you on that, Dustin. And as you pointed out, at defensive end, this is one of those positions where you rotate. And you almost think of it in terms of having four starters, both the starter and second team players. They will get their opportunities to play. And to me, what the defining thing here is, as a true freshman, they chose to burn his red shirt. Probably a good part of it, Dustin, because they do not expect him to be here for, you know, a fifth year and perhaps not even a fourth year, if they're going to play him as a true freshman, correct?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that decision is made with the long-term consequences in mind. And I think for them, there's no way he's playing here as a redshirt senior. Let's get the most out of him now. Let's get him seasoned and ready. And now because of that, he's going to be more prepared to be that number three or number four defensive end in 2020.
All right. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.